Welcome everybody, Shir number 1275. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Daif Ben Rabban Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Rafua Shalema Peril Basra Zablima. Getting back to our malacha of Ma'amer gathering. Okay, so we started talking about last time. Last year we took a little bit of a journey onto something else, if you want to call it, about hiking shoes journey, and so on. Okay, but be it as it may, getting back to our malach of Ma'amer gathering, we started talking about some various different halachas in conjunction with Uvdin Dechayl, and we said there's basically it's three different concepts. We said, first of all, the halachas of Uvda Dechol apply only where Chazal told us that they apply. It's not something that you could really apply to just wherever, you know, certain things could be applied to other items, certain kolam in Shabbos in general. But Uvda Dechol is more of something whereby where Chazal said something could fall under Uvda Dechol, so there will be a issue of Uvda Dechol. So he says like this, just to review, does the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 296 that Uvda Dechol is three conditions, basically those that one of three conditions at least, those that resemble the malacha, an action that's similar to the malacha itself, those that might lead to the performance of the malacha, it's very similar to the malacha but not the malacha itself, and also those that are it could be a big tircha, something, a type of an action that might be a very large tircha, a great bother on Shabbos, which when done in Shabbos could detract from the aura of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, and so on. Whereby when it comes to Yom Tov, that's a little bit of a bigger problem as far as Tircha Yisera and so on. Okay, we're not going to get into the Yom Tov halachas right now, but those are roughly the guidelines of Uvda Dechol, how it would apply, what, when, and where. So one of the malachas that Uvda Dechol comes into play is the malacha of Ma'amer. So just to give an example, So the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 296 talks about the case, the famous case of Uvda Dechol im Ma'amer. It says, according to all poskim regarding regathering. According to all authorities in general, regathering produce which became scattered in a place other than where it grew is not considered ma'amer. And there's no ma'amer after ma'amer. There's no gathering after gathering. Once it was gathered together. Since the produce is not being gathered in a place where it grew, so that makes it for sure not. There's no problem. The malacha ma'amer does not apply. So he goes further to say, the Sefer Shabbos Home, however, the Chazal forbade regathering in certain instances. In certain instances, Chazal said no. Still, even though there's no isra of ma'ada, the malacha ma'amer doesn't apply, but there still would be another problem. Even in places whereby the produce did not grow, be careful not to regather it. One of the reasons mentioned by the Paiskim for this isser would be Uvda Dechol, like we explained previously. Again, this would fall into the category that it looks like it looks very similar to the malacha. It could also be a Tirchi Yisera, right? It could be something very similar. And also, like we said, people could come to be over this malacha. He's gathering together fruits. No problem. I'll gather it together when it fell off the tree, right? So something like that. Okay. So he goes further to say, that produce that became scattered over a large outdoor area. And he quotes the Mechaber, which is in, we'll go through it outside. I'm not going to go through the whole thing inside right now. But in Simon Shin Lamed Hey Sif Hey, again in Sin Shin Lamed Hey Sif Hey, and the Mechaber tells us, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Nispazru Loi Peris Bechatzer, if in a field, in a yard, the Peris, the fruits got spread out. In other words, they re-spilled again. It was gathered during the week. Everything is done. It's a done deal. It's in the basket. Fine. Everything was done during the week. There's no isser of ma'amir of gathering. It's already gathered. There's no gathering after gathering. But what happened? Now the basket spilled out. One over here, one over there, and they got scattered all over. Far, you know, a little bit further apart from each other. The malakid ma'at tells us the Shulchan Aruch, malakid ma'at ma'at. You have to, if you want to pick them up, so you have to pick them up little by little. And but be careful not to regather them into a basket. Don't put them into a basket, into a box. Oh, but then he goes on to quoting, he continues that vim naflu b'makam echad, if they just fell into one place, they didn't scatter all over, right? Scattering means they spread out all over. But they just fell down here, 10 fruits, just, they're right here. The basket spills, sometimes the basket spills over and the fruits are right there, they didn't roll away, as they call it, right? Vim naflu b'makam echad, noisen afilu l'seich asal, then you could put it even into a basket. Ela imke naflu l'seich, but then he goes further, there's the Isra of Barir, if it fell into, got mixed up with stones and dirt and so on, that would be also of the Dechal, also running into the problem of Barir. We're not going to get into that so much now, because I think the bigger problem over there, besides of the Dechal, would be Barir separating them. You need him for right away. Okay, but be it as it may, so he brings down does the Sefer Shabbos Home, which is quoting from the Sefer Shabbos Home, try and do it in a sort of like a lump sum instead of all the different firm. But he brings down he quotes from the Mishnah Berurah that the bottom line is Mishnah Berurah brings down over there in Simon Shin Lamed Hey Sif Katan Yud Zayin, that he says, what's the reason? So good, it was already gathered. What's the problem? Why can't I regather it? Because of the Tam who is who Mishum of the Dechal, because of the Dechal, again, it looks like a weekday activity in the three different ways that we spoke about. And now going to regather them back into a basket when they spilled out into a field and so on, all over the place, one here, one there, and so on, that would be of the Dechal. Okay, so he goes on to say, does it say for Lamentes Melachas, Shabbos Home, on page 297, and he quotes actually the Ayil Meshulish, which is the Sefer we've been learning from, quite a chunk of Al Malach of Ma'amar. He says like this, a produce that is scattered over a large outdoor area, we'll talk about in the house how that works. We'll talk about we spoke about just if it falls out into basket tips over, you could take it back and put it back in. But what about if it's scattered all over the place, right? And it becomes, it's a lot of fruit scattered all over. We'll see how that works. But right now we're talking about it was in the yard, it was gathered, and now it's spilled out. Produce that's scattered over a large outdoor area, such as a yard or a field, he says like this, again on page 297, may not be regathered on Shabbos. Now, of course, just keeping in mind, it doesn't make a difference what it is, as long as it grew from the ground. It could be vegetables also, right? Produce. It could be plums, it could be apples, it could be oranges, whatever. So some Poskim, he says further, some Poskim state that this is because gathering items scattered over a large area involves a considerable degree of bother, like we mentioned, one of the three reasons for of the Dechal, and therefore it would be Usser under the Isra of the Dechal. Okay, so now the question is, how many are we talking about over here, right? 20, 30, 40, 50, could it be two or three? I mean, what's the story? And that's number one. And number two, we said, you could pick up one at a time and eat it. I mean, what exactly is that supposed to mean? So he says, interesting, from the Sefer Ayil Meshulish, which blibed at a tzarachim, but he says it's permitted, however, to gather a few items. Now, we're assuming one thing. We're talking about fruits, or vegetables, or whatever it is, but let's stick to fruits, it's a little bit easier, let's say apples, plums, or whatever, that one is sure that they fell down before Shabbos. If one is not sure if they fell down before Shabbos, they might have fallen on Shabbos, even though somebody might have gathered them together, sem b'chalal, the muksan, it's the whole thing is a problem. But we're talking about regular fruits, they were gathered, they fell down before Shabbos, gathered before Shabbos, fine. It was just sitting in a basket, sometimes outside in the backyard, and the basket got tipped over. So he brings down, he says, it's permitted, however, to gather a few items at a time, provided that they are needed for Shabbos. For example, person needs a couple of apples, right, for the Shabbos meal. Since gathering a few items at a time for Shabbos does not involve much toil, it would be allowed. So that's what we said. We mentioned that if you could pick it up small amounts. We actually said small amounts to be able to eat it echad va'echel, one at a time and eat it. But it doesn't bedafka mean one at a time. He brings from the bottom, from the Sefer Ayil Meshulash, the maged, the matmat. When we say a little bit at a time, what do we mean? What exactly are we talking about? Whereby it's not a major bother. Right, it's not a tirchi yaseir of efshemat mat dehainu kamois shederech litol lachilas achas, could be possibly only one at a time. Imhein peris gedolim. But he says like this. He says it could be if they're larger fruits shederech lechol beizagim, whereby a person only might eat two or three, let's say, or the people might eat two or three at one time, then it will be allowed v'dafka beizagim, two or three. But he says after vimhem ketanim, let's say the smaller fruit, possibly like a plum or a smaller type of a fruit or smaller type of a vegetable, and again it got spilled out again. you know, got spilled out, scattered, whatever, shederech lechol yoser, whereby I could eat 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever, on Shabbos. We have a few people there. For the Shabbos table, I want to use it as my dessert or whatever. So vim hem katanim, and the smaller shederech lechol yoser, whereby somebody could eat more, imke muta gam yoser, so he says one will be allowed to get together even more, to bring even more v'tzarechin. But he blibes, the bottom line is he blibes adei tzarechin. But the ma'aser the same for Shabbos home brings down also that in conjunction with a few, you know, small amount, what you need doesn't bedafka mean only one, but if it's a small amount, two or three for sure, shouldn't be a problem, as long as you're going to need it for the Shabbos meal, for the table. It's, and also you don't need it for like miyad. It's not like burra where you need it, well, I'm eating it right away or whatever. Whatever. The Shabbos meal is coming up, so I'll be eating it for the Shabbos meal. It'll be my dessert or whatever for the people at the Shabbos meal or something like that. So then it will be okay. Okay, we'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.